Christian discipleship takes place within a believing community. A person may come to faith through a private conversation, personal Bible reading, or an individual encounter with the gospel. But the Christian life was never designed to remain isolated. Acts 2:42 says that the early Christians devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, fellowship, the breaking of bread, and prayer. This pattern includes doctrine, worship, communion, prayer, fellowship, and shared life. First, Christians need sound doctrine. Doctrine means the teachings Christians receive from Scripture about God, creation, humanity, sin, Jesus Christ, salvation, the Holy Spirit, the Church, resurrection, and eternal life. Doctrine is not merely abstract information. What we believe shapes how we worship, make decisions, understand suffering, treat other people, and respond to God. A new believer coming from Scientology may recognize words such as spirit, salvation, freedom, eternity, or Jesus. However, those words may carry different meanings. Patient Christian teaching helps the believer understand biblical meanings without ridicule, pressure, or unnecessary argument. Second, Christians gather for worship. Christian worship is directed toward the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Worship is not designed to increase control, spiritual power, or personal advancement. It is the grateful response of God's people to who God is and what He has done. In worship, Christians sing, pray, hear scripture, receive biblical teaching, confess their faith, give generously, encourage one another, and celebrate God's grace. Third, Christians participate in communion, also called the Lord's Supper. Jesus gave this practice to his disciples on the night before his crucifixion. Through the bread and cup, the church remembers and proclaims his sacrificial death. Communion directs attention away from human accomplishment and toward Christ's completed work. 1 Corinthians 11:26 says, "As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Christian traditions differ in how they understand Christ's presence in communion and how often it should be celebrated. Yet Christians broadly agree that the Lord's Supper centers the church on Jesus, his covenant grace, his sacrifice, and his promised return. Fourth, believers are invited into meaningful church belonging. Church membership is more than placing a name on a list. It is a commitment to worship, learn, serve, receive care, practice accountability, and participate in the mission of a local congregation. Healthy church membership should never be coercive. Church leaders should not control personal relationships, demand inappropriate disclosures, or claim unquestionable spiritual authority. Healthy churches remain accountable to Scripture. They establish safeguards, handle finances transparently, protect vulnerable people, and recognize appropriate pastoral, clinical, and legal boundaries. New believers should have time to learn about a church before making major commitments. They should be free to ask questions about doctrine, leadership, finances, membership expectations, discipline, and ministry practices. A healthy church does not replace one controlling religious environment with another. It welcomes people into a grace-centered community where leaders and members remain accountable to Jesus Christ. Through doctrine, worship, communion, and church belonging, Christians are formed together as the body of Christ. They do not merely leave an old identity behind. They receive a new community, a new calling, and a shared life of faithfulness under the Lordship of Jesus.